Good morning. Today's scripture reading is from the book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we also will live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. This is God's word.
Morning.
各位早。
Each year at First Baptist, we are privileged to consistently celebrate with those who want to follow Christ's clear example and obey Christ's simple command to be baptized.
每一年我们在第一进社都有很荣幸有机会跟那些愿意跟随耶稣基督要照着耶稣就吩咐的去做的弟兄姐妹们一起来庆祝。
And today is one of those celebrations.
那今天就是我们这个一起庆祝的一个机会。
In a little while, we will witness a drama that visually presents the reality of God's power to rescue those who call upon the name of Jesus Christ.
等下很快我们就会一起的印证呢，一个很戏剧化的，就表达神在我们身上那种恩典的一种的一个做一个仪式。
And so on a day like this, I thought it would be a good idea to lay down with you the biblical basis for baptism.
因此今天我觉得应当和一个很恰当的机会来跟大家分享这圣经关于敬礼的一个基础是什么。
Because there's such a wide diversity of opinion about what it means and how significant it is.
因为敬礼呢，这个事情有很多不同的意见，对，关于这个事情。
Even here at First Baptist Church, we've had many baptisms through the years, but there's still a diversity of opinion even amongst the First Baptist Church.
甚至呢，我们教会呢，经过很多不同洗礼的礼仪，但是在我们当中，也同样对这个敬礼是怎么一回事情有不同的看法。
If I ask you all to just write down on a piece of paper this morning the answer to a few questions.
所以今天我希望你或者在一个纸上呢写下有几个问题的答案是什么？
Who should be baptized?
第一，谁应当接受这个洗礼呢？
Why should they be baptized?
为什么他要接受这个洗礼呢？
How should they be baptized?
他们应该怎么样来受洗呢？
When should they be baptized?
什么时候去洗礼呢？
Where should they be baptized?
在什么地方呢？
Should they be rebaptized if they were baptized the wrong way the first time?
假如他们第一次受的礼仪跟我们的做法不一样，那是不是要再一次的重洗呢？
Is it okay to get baptized in the Jordan River in Israel when you're on vacation if you've already been baptized the right way in your church?
那假如你在教会里面已经经过恰当的做法洗礼呢，那去到旅游在约旦河的时候，是不是要再一次的受洗礼呢？
And if you handed in those sheets of paper and I spent a few hours looking through them, I don't think I would find any consensus on any of those questions.
那假如你把我们刚才的问题的答案写下来， 我跟着收起来，发几个小句分析一下，我大概很难看到一个一贯的一个答案。
There is unbelievable confusion about baptism.
因为对这个问题有很多的很混乱的一种的答案。
And even worse than that,
更糟糕的，
there is widespread disobedience to the very clear command of Scripture.
对于这个洗礼的一个的这个吩咐呢，有很多的不顺从的不顺服那种的态度。
Now, before we get started, the note I want to strike with you immediately.
所以在我们开始之前，第一个很重要，大家要记住的。
The truth I want to set first and foremost in your mind.
就是第一个重要的真理，我希望你心里面牢牢的记住的。
Is that the ritual of baptism points to a reality
more significant than itself.
就是说这个洗礼是要让我们看到一个更重要的事实。
In the ritual of baptism, the reality is displayed, but it is not dispensed.
但是在这个的洗礼过程里面，我们看到这个的仪式。
This is very important.
但是它背后的那个更重要的一个信息。
It's at this point that denominations go apart.
因为就是在这个 解释的过程里面呢，很多的不同宗派就产生了。You
will be unbelievably lost in terms of understanding baptism if you do not understand that the ritual without the reality is useless.
那假如你只是看着这个礼仪，而没有理会到背后那个真理的意义的话，那你就会很感到很困惑。
Now, to help us understand the rich significance of baptism, I want to pose three questions to you and answer them from the Word of God.
所以希望帮助你大家能够认识到这个洗礼背后那个丰富的知识的时候，我就问大家三个问题，从圣经里面来给你一些答案。First
question might sound a little bit silly to you.
第一个问题可能好像你觉得太容易了。
Question number one, what is baptism?
第一就是洗礼到底是什么一回事情?
Now let's just pretend we don't know anything about baptism.
那我们尝试一下，假如你不知道洗礼是什么事情。
And so we're going to start at square one, what is baptism?
那我们从第一步开始，到底洗礼是什么?
Physically, it's a ceremony by which a person is immersed, dunked, or submerged in water.
那第一个就是这个是个礼仪，就是这个一个信的人呢被浸到水里面。
And that's what the word baptism means.
这个字本身的意义是这样。
So in your English Bible, you will read the word baptism.
所以在英文的圣经里面，你会看到这个字baptism这个字。
Yeah, but that's not an English word.
但当然这个不是一个英文的字。
It's simply a transliteration of a Greek word baptizo.
是从希腊文baptizo这个的，就叫做字母翻出来的。
And that word means to dip or to dip completely.
那这个的字的原来意思就是浸或者完全的浸。
So it would be used of dyeing a shirt, D-Y-E, dyeing a shirt.
就好像我们染一个衣服染色的过程一样。
If you want to make a white shirt blue, you baptize it.
那假如你要把一个白色的衬衫把它染成那个蓝色，你就浸到那个染料里面。
You simply immerse it in blue dye.
你又放到蓝色的 染料里面。
Sprinkling just won't work.
那如果你去撒水，撒那个颜色没有办法做到的。unless
you want to look like a hippie from the 60s, it won't work.
那是就要在60年代的嬉皮士，他们很多东西的撒出来的。
I'd love to know how that sounded. So that's why in Matthew chapter 3, verse 6, it says the people were coming out to John the Baptist to be baptized by him in the river.
所以呢，在马太福音第三章里面讲到，很多人呢从来到旷野呢，见那个施洗约翰，让他要在约旦河里面替他们施洗。
John was standing in the Jordan River.
那约翰呢，他站在约旦河当中。
And people came out to him, and he put them into the river, and he took them up out of the river.
那么他人家来到河里面，他们进到河里面河水里面，然后把他拉上来。
In verse 16, it says, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water.
那这个16节讲到耶稣他一受浸了之后，他从水里出来的时候。
He'd been down in the water, and then he came up out of the water, and then the Holy Spirit descended on him while he was standing there in the river.
因此那个描述的节到耶稣呢，让我们看到耶稣的进到水里面，然后从水里面出来，去到河边。
So this was the practice of the early church.
所以这个是早期教会他们所做的。
They immersed people in rivers.
他们把人浸到河里河水里面。
So that's why in Acts chapter 8, the familiar story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch.
所以这个在使徒行传呢第八章讲到那个菲利跟那个亚索尼比亚那个太监。
Philip preached, the eunuch believed, and then the eunuch says, what prevents me from being baptized?
腓力呢，他讲到了那个这个太监相信了，他有什么拦阻来受洗呢
？So it says that the chariot stopped and they both went down into the water.
因此那个经文就说呢，那个马车就停下来，他们两个人一起下到水里面。
And when they came up out of the water, Philip was kind of taken away rapidly by the Holy Spirit.
当他们从水里面起来出来的时候呢，那腓力就被圣灵提去了。
And so it was a submerging ceremony.
因此我们看到这个是个被淹的，淹到水里。
You say, thanks Pastor Gary, I got it. Great news.
那么你说谢谢 Gary 牧师，我现在领会到这个意义了，那感谢你。
And what some of you are thinking is this.
那因为你们有些人就会这么想。
Does it really matter?
到底是不是这个很重要呢？
Does it matter whether you submerge, sprinkle, or pour?
你是不是这个浸呢，或者洒呢，或者倒水呢？有没有什么重要的分别呢？
You know, as long as there's water present, isn't that enough?
这个洗礼只是有水的话就够了，是不是？
Does it matter?
到底重不重要呢？
Absolutely it does.
当然是重要了。
Not only does the word baptism mean to dip completely,
不单是这个原文这个字，那个浸呢是完全浸了。
But more importantly, and we're going to get into this at the end,
更重呢，讲到最后的时候，
only immersion fits the reality of that which baptism is a picture.
因为呢，这个浸呢，能够把这个洗礼那个意义完全表达出来。
See, what's the reality?
那这个洗礼的背后的真理是什么呢？
The reality is at the point of your conversion to Christ,
就是当你相信耶稣基督的时候，
you are united with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection.
你这跟耶稣一起联合，在他的死被他埋葬跟复活里面一起联合起来。
And so this pool that's right beneath my feet,
所以在我背后这个池，
it's not actually a picture of cleansing,
不是一个洗清洁的一个的一个的图画。
It's a picture of a watery grave.
而是一个好像一个水的一个坟墓。
And when we put people under this water,
当我们把人放到这个水里面的时候，
it vividly portrays their union with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那么从圣灵角度来，就是这个这个戏剧性的描述的一个人跟耶稣同死同埋葬同复活这个图画。
That's why we practice immersion here at First Baptist Church.
这个就是为什么我们在第一浸会我们那是做浸的，在浸里的做法。
And that's why historically we've asked people who want to become members of this church if they've been sprinkled somewhere in the past that they be immersed.
也就是因为这个缘故，所以我们在传统过去教会传统里面，如果你在别的教会呢受过了洒水或者倒水的这个礼仪，我们就会再去请求你再一次了来做这个浸的。
So that's what baptism is. It's a ceremony of immersion.
好，所以这个洗礼的这个就是一个被浸的一个礼仪。
That is commanded of every believer in Christ.
这个是圣经里面命令每一个信徒都要做的。
Okay, moving right along. Question number two.
第二个问题。
Question number two. Where did the ceremony come from?
那这个礼仪从哪里来呢？
The seeds of baptism are found in the Old Testament.
其实这浸礼的这个种子在旧约里面已经有了。
But if you read the Old Testament, you're not going to find the word baptism.
但是你念旧约的时候，你不会找到这个浸的这个浸礼这个字。
But it is foreshadowed very clearly in at least three places.
但是很清楚，在三个地方我们能够看到这个先影。
When God chose to save Noah and his family from the flood,
当神拯救挪亚经过洪水的时候。
God shut the door of the ark,
那神就把方舟的门关起来,
and brought them safely through the waters of judgment to new life.
并且就借着方舟呢，带他们平安经过这个洪水的审判，就去到一个新的生命的里面。
Now maybe you're thinking, oh, here's a typical Baptist pastor.
所以你会说你这个是一个完全是浸信会的牧师的讲话。
Whenever he finds water, he finds baptism.
他讲到看到水，他就可以联想到那个浸礼。
Just jot down, don't turn, but jot down 1 Peter chapter 3.
那我们可以写下来彼得前书第三章。
Peter refers to the flood in his teaching on baptism.
保罗彼得呢他在教导关于洪水的时候，他就提到这个浸礼了。
When God freed the Israelites from Egypt.
当神把那以色列人从埃及救出来的时候，
He led them through the miraculously parted waters of the Red Sea.
他就把他们神迹性的带 他们渡过那个分开的红海,
and they came out of slavery and they went into new life.
他们就从, 为奴之地出来, 进到那个, 自由之地的家, 地方,
and as soon as they got through, those waters of judgment closed on the Egyptians.
当这个呢, 分开的, 海水呢, 这个河下来, 就, 审判那, 那群追踪他们的埃及的军队的时候,
Paul refers to this as a baptism in 1 Corinthians 10.
在哥林多前书第十章, 保罗就把这个叫做是在云海里面呢, 他们经过这个敬礼。
And when Jonah chose to disobey God,
当, 约拿他不顺服神的时候,
God in his mercy sent the big fish,
神在他的怜悯当中就叫一个大鱼把,
swallowed him up and brought him safely through the waters of death into life.
我把约拿吞下去, 带他经过那个, 会淹水的淹死的水去吐出来, 去到缸的岸上。
These are simply the seeds of baptism.
这些都是那关于敬礼的那个种子在旧约的里面。
In each case, there was a deliverance from death and slavery to life through water.
每一次呢, 我们都看到从那个死亡, 从为奴的境地被, 经过水的过程,
And then around 30 AD, the last Old Testament prophet stepped onto the stage of human history.
大概在公元前30多年的时候，这个最后的一个先知就出现了。
His name was John. He was a baptizer.
他是施洗约翰，他是施洗的约翰。
He was not a Baptist.
他不是浸信会的人。
We call him John the Baptist.
我们叫他是施洗约翰,
he didn't belong to a denomination, he was the baptizer.
不是因为他属于浸信会, 而是他是一个施行敬礼的一个人。
And his job was to make people ready for the coming of the Messiah, Jesus.
他的工作就是预备人的心来迎接要来的那个弥赛亚。
Well, how did he do that?
他怎么做法呢?
You know how he did that.
你知道他是怎么做的,
he came
对不对?
And preached repentance.
他来到传扬了悔改的信息。
He called for people to turn from sin to righteousness.
他呼唤, 他的听众离开罪恶, 回到公义的方面,
and then he told, them to get in the river.
并且他跟着就说, 你们要下到水里面,
to symbolize their cleansing and transformation through baptism.
借助这个敬洗礼呢, 让表达出你们真的是, 悔改了, 蒙洁净了。
No better symbol could be found than immersion in water to testify to an inwardly transformed heart.
因此没有任何的礼仪能够更好来, 反映出你心里面那种的改变, 就除了这个从水里面被浸, 然后取出来。
And so there is a cleansing aspect in this symbol.
因此在这个礼仪的过程里面, 我们也看到一个洗, 清洁, 洗净的一个, 代表。
So standing at the intersection of the Old and the New Covenant stood a baptizer.
旧约跟新约这个两个月中间站着现在站着这个施洗的约翰,
and as people came and professed their repentance, he dunked them.
所以当他们, 来到他面前, 表达他们悔改的时候, 他就把他浸到水里面。
And while John was doing this, something marvelous happened.
那当约翰这么做的时候, 有一些很特别事情发生了。
Matthew 3:13 says, then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him.
马太福音3章13节就描述到耶稣呢, 从加利来到呢, 约翰, 约旦河边呢, 就要约翰来替他施洗。
That's really one of the more amazing events in the New Testament.
这个是新约里面记载的很多事件的一个很特别的一个事情。
And John didn't want to do it.
约翰他不愿意做。
And you could understand why.
你可以理解到为什么他不愿意呢?
John is baptizing multitudes of repentant sinners, right?
因为约翰在那时候是在替很多的悔改的罪人来替他们施洗。
And then Jesus shows up and says, John, I want you to baptize me.
那耶稣就出现了说, 啊, 约翰你替我, 施浸啊。
John knew who Jesus was.
但约翰他知道耶稣是谁。
He had already affirmed by this time that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
因为在这个时刻, 约翰他已经很清楚认识耶稣就是神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
He'd already confessed that Jesus existed before him eternally.
他也承认耶稣在他 约翰他自己出生之前，耶稣已经永恒里面存在了。
And then he wasn't even worthy to stoop down and untie Jesus' sandals.
他也看到他自己不配的，连替耶稣绑那鞋带都不配的的。
John says, "I won't do it."
所以他对耶稣说，对不起，没有办法。
I'm preparing people for you.
我是预备人的心来接受你的。
I need you to baptize me.
我需要的是你替我洗礼啊。
And then Jesus gives him the reason.For baptism.
但是耶稣在这里就对给约翰一个要替他施浸的一个的理由。
He says, "Let it be so now."
他说，我们暂且这样做法。
For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.
是要尽诸般的义。
John is a little bit lost at this point.
在这个时候呢，约翰大概他。
And if you're so inclined as to read commentaries on this, you'll find 5-10 different interpretations of that.
那你如果看不同的注释，圣经注释书呢，你会看到八到十种不同的解释。
I'm going to tell you what it means.
那我可以告诉你到底它。
I have cut through all of the massive interpretations of what this means.
我看过和不同的所有的不同的解释。
To fulfill all righteousness means.
要尽诸般的义是什么意思呢？
Baptize me, John, because it's the right thing to do.
啊，对约翰来讲，这个洗礼是应当做的一种事情。
But why is it the right thing to do?
那为什么是应当做的事情呢？
This is so important.
因为这个是非常重要的一个。
This is not just for people like me who love to study the Bible and find all these, you know, intricate details.
它的意义不是对我这些喜欢看圣经、学习圣经的人来讲。
If you want to understand the gospel and Christianity, then you need to understand Jesus' baptism.
你如果要明白基督教、明白这个福音，那你应该明白为什么耶稣要受这个洗礼。
Three words explain why he was baptized. Number one.
三个字来解释为什么耶稣要接受这个。
Identification.
就是认同。
When Jesus was baptized, he identified with those he came to save.
当耶稣被受浸礼的时候，他来跟那些他要拯救的罪来认同。
When he got in the river, he was saying that these are the people that he would represent when he goes to the cross.
他被浸到河水里面的时候，他也是宣告说，这些就是我在上十字架的时候要代替他们受。罪刑罚的那些人的一个代表。
Second word is example.
第二是那个榜样。
Jesus is giving us an example of uncompromising obedience to God.
第二，耶稣在这个过程里面呢，这做一个完全顺服的一个榜样。
We have a command in Scripture to get baptized.
我们在圣经里面得着这个要受洗浸礼的这个的。
And we have an example to follow.
那现在我们看到耶稣他有这个榜样，让我们去跟随。
And the third word was demonstration.
第三呢，就是那个一个示例。
In the river, Jesus demonstrated the reason he came into the world.
在这个的河里面，耶稣的让我们看到他来到世上的理由是什么。
He came into this world to die for sin as our representative.
他来世上来的为代替我们向罪死了。
To be buried under the waves of divine judgment.
被埋葬在神的审判的底下。
And then to rise again to new life.Establishing salvation for all.
并且从水里面出来，当然复活，给一个新的生命。
His baptism was a foreshadowing of his death, burial, and resurrection.
所以这个的他的洗礼是预先宣告他将来要上十字架，被钉死、埋葬，然后复活。
And then right after that, John begins to decrease.
所以在这个情况底下，约翰他说他自己越来越
And Jesus launches out into his public ministry for 3 years.
那耶稣就越来越被高举了，就开始他公众的侍奉的工作。
And part of Jesus' ministry was a baptizing ministry.
所以耶稣的事工，就是其中一部分就是那个洗礼的事工。
John chapter 4 verse 1.
约翰福音第四章第一节。
The Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John.
这里讲到，当耶稣呢，很多很多的人呢，在耶稣名下来受洗，比约翰的门徒更多。
Gaining disciples and baptizing them.
他呢，越来越多人跟随做门徒，并且为他们施洗。
But it says it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples.
但是这里经文讲到，不是耶稣自己去施行这浸礼，而是他的门徒。
And we could figure out why that was the case.
那我们可以想到为什么是这样做。
Well, why do you think Jesus would not be the one actually baptizing these new disciples?
你可以就问一问为什么耶稣不自己去替人家施浸呢?
Because somewhere along the way, in a gathering of Christians, somebody's going to ask the question, so who baptized you?
因为呢在以后的成为基督徒生活里面一定会有些人问你那谁替你施洗呢?
And depending on the prominence of the disciple who did it, people would feel good or bad about themselves.
那很多人可能依照门徒他们的声誉有些人会觉得很荣幸有些人觉得不太怎么样。
Yeah, so who baptized you? It was Peter, the lead apostle.
那是谁跟你施浸的？哦，是彼得。哦，他是领袖啊。
Because I feel sorry for the guy who was baptized by Judas, right?
如果犹大是犹大的是施浸的呢？你的哦，犹大搞错。
And then someone's going to stand up and say, "Well, that's great, that's great, everybody, but I was baptized by Jesus himself, the Master."
那有些人说，哦，你们的他的门徒，我是耶稣自己施洗的。
And in no time at all, the church would have been split off into multiple divisions based on who was identified with who.
所以你会可以想象到，假如是这样的话，那教会很快就会分裂了。到底是谁呢？替你们施浸的。
People would name their churches the church of those who were baptized by Peter.
那有些人会建立一个教会的，是彼得所施浸的那个教会。
This is the essence of the division you read about in 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
这个在哥林多前书你所看到教会分裂的这个一个原因就是这个了。
Someone says I follow Paul, someone I follow Apollos, I follow Peter, I follow Christ.
有时候说我跟随彼得，有时候我跟亚波罗，我说我跟随保罗，有时候说我跟随基督。
And then Paul says there in 1 Corinthians 1,
那保罗在哥林多前书第一章这么说,
I'm thankful I didn't baptize any of you except for these two guys.
他说我很高兴我没有替你们任何人施浸, 除了两个人之外。
So that no one can say that they were baptized in my name.
是没有人可以说啊，我是保罗所施浸的。
Hey, listen, you know it. Christians can be quite petty.
所以大家知道基督徒能够因着不同原因造成的问题很多了，对不对？
It doesn't matter who baptizes you.
其实不谁替你施浸不是重要。
And the only point I'm making here is that Jesus carried on a baptizing ministry after John.
那我这里要跟你提醒大家说，耶稣在施洗约翰之后，他是继续那个一个敬礼的那个的侍奉。
And then at the end of his ministry, as he's about to leave his disciples,
当在最后当他要离开他门徒的时候
Matthew 28 Great Commission
马太福音第二十章大使命
He says go and make disciples of all nations baptizing them
他说你们要去使万民做了门徒为他们施洗
While I'm gone I want you to make disciples he said
当我离开你们之后我要你们去使万民做门徒
And after they come to faith in me before you teach them anything
当他在他们来相信我接受我之后呢还你没有教到他们其他事情之前
Before you start discipling them and teaching them everything I've commanded you I want you to baptize them
在你没有教到他我所有教到你们一些事情之前我要你们为他们施浸
Because baptism is actually meant to be the first step in our discipleship
因为这个做门徒第一步就是要接受这个敬礼
So we have Jesus giving us an example to follow.
所以我们要看到耶稣给我们一个榜样来跟随。
Engaging in his own baptizing ministry.
他自己的做那个敬礼的事工。
Giving us this command in the Great Commission.
在这个大使命里面给我们这个敬礼的命令。
And then in Acts chapter 2, the church is born.
那在使徒行传第二章，我们看到教会的产生了。
What a great day that was.
所以那个是何等奇妙的一个日子。
Thousands of people are in Jerusalem.
上千人呢来到耶路撒冷。
Peter preaches this powerful gospel message.
彼得讲了这个非常有能力的一个福音的信息。
3,000 people believed.
那上千人相信了。
3,000 were converted.
上千人在那天呢，那么相信了。
3,000 were baptized.
在那天上千人。做到这个敬礼
setting an example for the church to follow in until the end of the age.
他把这个成为我们以后教会的历年代的一个榜样，要去跟随的。
That's why we baptize.
这个就是为什么我们要做这个敬礼。
Baptism is not a denominational thing. You know, it's something the Baptists do, right?
敬礼不是一个的宗派的一个事工。
It's not a human thing.
不是一个人的事情。
It's not an optional thing.
也不是一个你可以选择做不做的事情。
It is a biblical thing.
是一个合乎圣经教导的事情。
Started with John.
从约使徒约翰开始。
Was modeled by Jesus.
耶稣做一个榜样。
Continued in the ministry of the disciples.
在门徒的事工里面继续。
Commanded by Christ.
是耶稣所做的命令。
And universally administered to everyone entering the early church.
并且在 全不同地方所早期教会每个要归信加入教会的他们都这样做法。So
quick question.
所以跟着一个很快的问题。
Is this confusing anyone?
这个是不是你会叫你觉得很混乱呢?
Are you genuinely confused about baptism at this moment?
你在现在这个时刻是不是真的很真诚的是对于洗礼敬礼这个事情感觉到了有混乱的问题呢?
Because for some reason there is such widespread confusion about baptism.
因为呢，纵观基督教的情况呢，很多很多对这个敬礼啊，好像很混乱，不同的看法。
And that confusion is leading to widespread disobedience to the command.
也因着这个混乱的，也就引致了很多的不顺服基督教训的做法。And
today we have something that the early church never imagined.
所以今天我们有很多的情况是早期教会想象不到的一个情况。
Unbaptized followers of Christ.
那些没有被受浸礼的跟随耶稣的信徒。
Question number three.
所以第三个问题。
What is the theological significance?
到底这个神学上的意义是什么?
What does baptism mean?
洗礼的意义是什么?
I could give you 5 or 10 statements. I'll just give you 2.
我可以给你5到10个不同的理由解释。
I tried to pack a lot of stuff into these 2 sentences.
因为在这两个理由里面给你很多的真理的认识。Number
1, baptism is a public demonstration of personal faith.
第一，洗礼敬礼是一个公开的表达你个人的信仰的一个表达。Not
a means of washing away your sins.
不是你洗去你罪恶的一个礼仪。Anybody
who gets into this pool,
每一个进去这个净池的里面的人,
their sins have already been forgiven.
他们的罪已经蒙赦免了。
This is water in the pool.
在池里面的是水。
H2O, tap water, New York City tap water.
是我们纽约市的那个的水。
There is no power in New York City tap water.
这个纽约市的水没有什么能力的。This
is an act of obedience for those who follow Christ.
你这样的走进这个池里面, 你只不过是表达你对耶稣命令的一个顺服。Most
of us are familiar with the late Billy Graham. Billy Graham.
大家都很熟悉我们。We
know Billy Graham?
哥培里或者哥里汉。认识他吗？对不对？
Three of us know Billy Graham. I think we all, most of us know Billy Graham.
只有三四个人举手，那我相信大家都认识嘛。Boy,
getting Baptists to raise their hand, that's a tough, it's a toughie. At the end of every sermon that he gave,
所以在每一个的他讲完福音信息之后，最后呢，he
would ask people to walk to the front as a way of publicly confessing their faith in Christ.
他会叫人家呢来到台前。 公开的宣告他们对耶稣基督的信仰。I
really loved Billy Graham.
我非常喜欢他。But
if you look for something like this in the New Testament, you won't find it.
但是你如果在新约里面去找这种做法，你不会看到。But
I think it's good that he did that.
但我相信他这样做是很好的。But
if you ask how did the early Christians express or demonstrate their personal faith in Christ,
那你会问那么早期教会的信徒他们怎么公开地表达他们对耶稣基督的信心呢？
The answer is baptism every time.
每一次的答案就是说这个是敬礼。So
Acts 2:38.
所以约翰的使徒行传 第二章38节。
After his sermon, people are really convicted by what he said.
所以当彼得讲完道之后，他人家心里面感觉到扎心。
And they ask Peter, "Hey, what shall we do?"
他们就问彼得了，那我们要当怎么做呢？
And Peter says, "Repent."
对吧？彼得说你们要悔改。
And then what does he say?
跟着他怎么说呢？
Walk forward.
他啊。
Walk forward.
啊，你去努力工作吧，是不是？
be baptized.
不是, 他说, 你要受浸礼,
every one of you,
每个人都要受浸礼,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督名来受这个浸礼,
then he says, for the forgiveness of your sins.
那叫你们的罪得赦免,
and here's where the confusion stems.
那这句话就造成很多的混乱,
you see?
所以很多人说, 你看,
baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
受浸礼,
that little Greek preposition that we translate for,
那这个希腊文的这个连词呢，我们翻成了以致你的罪得赦免这个翻译
better translated because of.
更好的翻译就是因着你罪已经蒙赦免。
Repentance precedes baptism.
就是说悔改是在那个 被禁之前,
and the order is never reversed in Scripture.
并且这个的次序在圣经里面永远没有调转过来的。
Nor are these words interchangeable.
并且这些字不能够兑换的。
They do not have equal value, even in that verse.
因为他们没有同样的意义, 在这个经文里面也不是, 也没有同样的意义的。
Repent is the command.
第一,那个, 悔改是那个命令,
it's the main verb.
是一个最重要的动词,
be baptized is more of a participle.
那个be baptized就是被受这个浸礼是跟随做的要做的事情,
it's subordinate to repentance.
它在那个悔改之下,
they don't have equal value.
他们没有同样的价值,
and they don't have equal value in what they accomplish.
他们也没有同样他们能够成就的那个结果。
If they did, Jesus could never have said to the thief on the cross, today you'll be with me in paradise.
因为假如你不是这样的话, 耶稣也不会在十字架上对那个贼强盗说, 今天晚上你就跟我在乐园里面了。
And then in verse 41, it says, those who accepted his message were baptized.
那使徒行传第二章第41节说, 那些接受耶稣的人, 他们就在那天受浸了。
3,000 repent.
3,000个人, 他们悔改。
3,000 baptized immediately.
那跟着这3,000个人就受这个浸礼。
And that pattern repeats again and again in the book of Acts. Let's go to BibleGateway.com, do a keyword search of the word baptism. And read the verses. Acts 10:47.
那个使徒行传第十章四十一节，四十七节。
Peter said, surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water.
那个腓力跟那太监说，没有人家能够拦阻你去受这个浸礼啊。
Who would want to stand in their way?
谁要拦阻呢？
These were the Gentiles first coming to Christ.
这个太监就是第一批呢, 来归信耶稣的外邦人。
So there were some Jews there who would have liked to stand in the way.
当然有些犹太人可能就会要做拦阻他们。
Peter says, you can't stand in the way. They have received the Holy Spirit just like us.
彼得说,你们不能够拦阻他们,因为他们领受圣灵好像我们一样。
Which means they're saved.
意思就是他们是蒙拯救的人。
And so he ordered that they be baptized.
因为他们已经受了浸礼了。How
long have these people been Christians?
这些外邦人,他们信了耶稣多久呢?
10, 15 minutes.
只是十分钟,15分钟。
Day of Pentecost, how long were they Christians?
在那个五旬节的时候,这些相信人,他们做了基督多久呢?
10, 15 minutes.
大概十五分钟而已吧,对不对?
In every instance, those who repent and turn to Christ demonstrated through baptism.
但是每一个新约圣经记载,每一个他们悔改归信耶稣的人,他们立刻就接受这个敬礼了。
Why? Because they understood all of this theological significance?
为什么? 因为他们明白背后这个神学的意义是什么?
No.
不是。
Because it was commanded.
因为这个是耶稣基督的吩咐。
It was commanded and genuine believers didn't question it.
因为这个耶稣基督的吩咐, 所有真诚的相信人, 他们不会质疑耶稣所吩咐的。
When we come to faith in Christ, we enter into a lifestyle of obedience.
对，当我们呢接受也相信耶稣的时候，我们就开始一个完全顺服的信仰生活。
And baptism, in its essence, is an act of obedience.
因此呢，这个敬礼呢，这个的行动就是我们的顺服的生命的一个开始。
Baptism was and is.
啊，敬礼呢啊。以前是，现在也是。
The immediate and inseparable indicator of salvation.
是我们得救的，不能够分割的一个的印证。
This was really the dividing mark between believers and unbelievers.
这个敬礼其实就是把信徒跟不信的分开的一个分界线。
Those who are baptized, believers. Those who are not baptized, big question mark.
那些蒙受敬礼的人，他们是信徒；那些没有受敬的人，他们是信徒，就一个问号了。
So you can see how far we've moved away from the early church just in this matter, right?
所以因为你看到现在教会呢，在这个事情上面呢，非常远离早期教会的做法。
3,000 believe, 3,000 baptized, 3,000 continue in the apostles' doctrine, prayer, and fellowship.
三千人听了，相信了，悔改了，他们是受浸，然后他们继续呢来跟随使徒们的教训。
Nobody was lost in the process.
在这个过程里面没有人流失。
I've been to evangelistic rallies.
我去过那个很多传福音的聚会。
And I've heard different kinds of reports.
我听到很多不同的报告。
We had a great rally.
我们有一个非常好的福音聚会。
300 people were saved.
300个人得拯救了。
People clap.
大家很高兴，鼓掌。
28 got baptized.
28个呢受这个敬礼。
And 10 of them found a local church and they're doing great.
那十个呢参加地方教会，他们现在做得不错。
So what's happened to the church through the centuries?
那在过去的这么多世纪过程里面，教会里面发生什么事情？
In my humble opinion.
在我那个这个卑微的意见里面。
IMHO, right? IMHO, in my humble opinion. Yeah. It's because we've made the mistake of divorcing baptism and the local church from the gospel.
我的前面意见就是说，我们把这个敬礼跟那个福音跟那地方教会把它分隔了。
We're thrilled if they pray a sinner's prayer.
我们以为他们的祷告认罪做祷告。
If they get baptized, all right, maybe one day.
那就我们觉得就够了。You know, 如果他有一天受浸，好，很好。
Maybe they'll find a church someday.
或者有时候他们就会找到一个教会，我们觉得那也没不错啊。
And maybe they'll continue in the faith.
或者他们会继续的跟随这个信仰。
But we got them to pray a prayer.
但我们觉得我们已经他们做这个认罪的祷告。
And then the prayer letter goes out.
我们就觉得够了。
Thousands of converts at ABC Church.
所以我们就说这个 ABC 教会呢，有很多过千的人。
Why don't we talk about baptism and the local church when we're introducing someone to Jesus? Why?
那为什么我们把人家引到来相信耶稣，我们不跟他讲到这个要受浸跟加入地方教会呢？
Because in part we're afraid that we might confuse salvation by grace through faith in Christ, and we don't want to add something to that.
因为第一方面，我们可能恐怕我们会让人家误解了救恩是完全因信称义，这个救恩。
For some reason, the early church wasn't afraid of that.
但是早期教会没有让我们看到他们恐怕惧怕这个事情。
Peter, what do we have to do?
彼得，我们要怎么做？
Repent.
你们要悔改。
Got it. Did it. Anything else?
还有没有？有没有啊？我们已经做了，悔改了。
Get baptized.
你要受浸。
When we read Acts, the book of Acts,
当我们读《使徒行传》的时候，
they never conceived of salvation minus baptism.
他们从来没有，门徒从来没有想象到呢，这个救恩跟那个洗礼、浸礼可以分开。
And they never confused the sign with the reality.
并他们也从来没有混乱这个的 这个外表的记号跟那个灵里面的事实。
They kept them close, but they were still distinct.
他们要把这两个很靠近连接起来，但是他们也看到他们很明显的分别。
If someone is genuinely converted to Christ,
假如一个人是真诚的来归向耶稣基督。
If the Holy Spirit is actively at work bringing that person to Jesus,
假如这个圣灵是很活动活跃的，在他心里面引导他来归向基督。
They will repent, submit to baptism, and join the church.
他们一定会悔改，他们跟着了受浸，然后加入一个地方教会。
That those 3,000 on Pentecost submitted to baptism.
在五旬节的时候，这三千个他们都跟随这样的吩咐，他们受浸啊加入教会了。
Was the incontrovertible evidence of their salvation.
这个是这种的表现。来印证他们 的蒙拯救不可以否认的事实。
That's very easy to demonstrate.
所以我们很容易的可以看到。
They were baptized, these 3,000 Jews, in the name of Jesus.
他们奉耶稣基督的名来替这三千个信主的犹太人来施浸。
The way to understand that is not to think about the three people we're baptizing this morning.
所以我们要不要单单看今天早上会受浸的三个这三个人。
We would have to get on an Airbus 360.
我们应当想象到我们坐那个大的巨型的飞机。
And fly to Iran.
我们飞到那个伊朗。
And stop by the Euphrates River.
我们去到那个幼发拉底河边。
You could correct me later that the Euphrates is not in Iran. That's okay.
假如那个幼发拉底不在伊朗也可以，没问题。
And there would be a baptism going on.
那在那个地方有个敬礼在举行。
People who were reared in Islam are now being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
那些本来信回教的，现在在这个河里面呢，要奉耶稣基督来受浸。
Very bold step.
非常勇敢的一个做法。
Alienation from the culture.
因为他们跟原来的文化分割了。
Alienation from the mosque.
他们跟那个回教庙呢分割了。
Alienation from family, friends, and your employer.
他们跟他的家人、跟他的雇主都分割了。
The price is high in most places in the world to follow Jesus.
今天在世界的很多地方。要跟随耶稣基督，他们付出的代价何等的高。
And those who weren't serious about Jesus were not about to take that step.
所以那些如果对耶稣基督不是的非常真诚相信的，他们不会这么做法。
Now, how ridiculous is it that here in New York City, people choose not to get baptized and they don't have to count even half the cost.
但是今天我们在纽约，我们相信耶稣。这个付的代价比对他们对比比不上一半，我们竟然这么的犹豫的不愿意来受浸。
And with all the love in my heart, I say this to you.
说弟兄姐妹，尽管我心里面非常爱你，我要这样告诉你。
Where there is open defiance to baptism.
假如你公开的不愿意接受那个浸礼的话。
Where there is ongoing indifference in a believing, professing Christian.
假如你在你的信仰过程里面，你不断的展示你的冷漠的时候
，A question mark hangs over that profession of faith.
那你要自己问一问，你到底这个信仰是怎么样一个信仰呢
？I know we live in the day of kind of easy believism. Just pray a sinner's prayer, you're in. That's it.
今天我们传的福音太容易了，好像你只是需要祷告一个罪人悔改的祷告，就好像你成为基督徒了。
Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments."
当耶稣说，你若是爱我，你要遵守我的命令。
Says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but don't do what I?" And here we have this very simple command at the start of our Christian life.
所以现在这里的一个很简单的一个命令，在开始你做信徒的生活的开始。
Repent and be baptized, every one of you who've repented.
就是说你们悔改，你们每一个悔改人要受这个敬礼。
If we're disobedient here, are we really obeying Jesus as Lord and Savior.
那假如我们在这个信仰的开始我们就已经不愿意顺服的话，那我们是不是真正的顺服耶稣基督？
That's why in the New Testament, very often the word baptism is used instead of the word saved.
因此呢，在那个圣经记载过程里面，很多时候呢，这个敬礼呢，代替那个
And this is where groups like the New York City Church of Christ have gone way astray. Because the way you knew someone was saved was because they were baptized. If someone claimed to be saved, but they were not baptized, there was serious doubt as to who this person really was.
那假如这一个人他说他蒙拯救，但他不愿意受这个浸礼呢？ 那你可以有一个问号，到底他是不是真正的相信呢？
Because they're refusing to publicly acknowledge Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
为什么？因为他们不愿意公开的承认的，他们对耶稣基督那种信仰。
In Matthew 10, Jesus said,
在马太福音第十章，耶稣这么说。
Everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven.
那些在人面前承认我的，我在我父面前也要承认他。
But whoever denies me before men, I will deny before my Father who is in heaven.
那些在人面前否认我的人，我在天上父的面前我也否认他。
What is baptism?
所以浸礼到底什么意思？
The means of confessing Christ before men and women.
就是你在众人面前承认耶稣基督是你的主。
Pretty serious, don't you think?
这个是非常严肃的一个事情，对不对？
I think this explains a lot of the weakness we see in the church today, not just this church, but church in general.
我相信这个就是能够解释今天不但是我们教会很多教会它软弱的地方的原因。
If we can't be obedient in this very simple, clear, straightforward command,
假如我们不能够在这个很简单、很明显的、很直接的一个命令当中做顺服的话,
is that not indicative of a less than obedient life that now spills over into other areas?
那是不是也是显示到我们在我们生活 其他方面都不没有完全顺服主的那种的表现，以致呢，很彰显在教会软弱当中呢。
So this is the first thing.
所以这个是第一件事情。
Baptism is a public demonstration of personal faith.
敬礼是一个在公众面前见证你那个个人信仰的一个表现。
And they did it immediately.
他们在新约。 早期教会他们立刻就这样做的。
Do you remember the conversion of Saul of Tarsus, the Apostle Paul? Remember his conversion?
大家记不记得保罗他被悔改的过程呢？
Ananias goes to his house, places hands on Saul, and then says,
阿拿尼亚的这个先知去到他的家里面，按手在他身上。
Brother Saul, the Lord has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
他说呢，主呢差遣我来替你祷告，让你能够还接受圣灵，并且能够再看见。And
then something fell from his eyes and he could see.
那他的眼睛好像有些灵呢掉下来，他能够看见了。And
it says he got up and was baptized.
他的经文就描述他，他起来就受浸了。And
after taking some food, he regained his strength.
然后他吃了一些东西，他就
Paul is saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, and he's really hungry.
保罗他被拯救了，他被圣灵充满了，他非常肚子饿了。But
before he takes one bite of food, he gets baptized.
但是在他没有吃东西之前，他受浸。Some
of us have put many meals before our obedience to this command.
我们很多人吃很多饭之前，之后。
And the Lord alone knows what we're waiting for.
那到底我们在等什么呢？
Here's a second reason we're baptized.
第二个敬礼的理由。
Baptism is expressive of our union with Christ.
敬礼是表达我们跟耶稣基督的联合。
That's what that Romans chapter 6 passage was really all about.
这个就是刚才我们念罗马书第六章那段经文的意义。
If you read the book of Romans, you know that it is faith alone that unites us to Jesus.
如果你念罗马书，你知道的，唯一是借着信来让我们跟耶稣就联合起来。Every
chapter says it.
每一章都是这么说。What
Romans 6 is saying,
但罗马书第六章它讲什么呢？
Is that we express this union in the act of baptism.
这就是我们是 在这个敬礼的过程里面表达这个与耶稣联合这个真理。
And so a baptismal service is really gospel theater. That's what it is. Gospel theater.
因此呢，我们可以说呢，这个敬礼是一个福音的戏剧，表演一样。
When we put these three individuals under that water,
当今天我们把这三个人放到水里面的时候，
they're saying, I've died with Christ.
那他们说，我跟耶稣同死。
My old life is gone.
我的旧的生命过去了。
I'm no longer operating on the same basis I used to act.
我不再按照以前那种的原则来做事,
and when
做人,
we bring them back,
我也不会把他们拿回来。
They're saying, I'm alive to God.
我现在是向神活着。
Christ's resurrection is my resurrection.
主的复活也是我的复活。
And I intend to walk in newness of life.
并且我愿意, 我的意愿是要在新的生命里面来行走。
And what they're saying to all of you is this.
特别在这个过程里面, 他们对你, 我所说的是什么呢?
I want you to hold my feet to the fire on this.
就是我要你们叫我过一个负责任的生活。
You could ask me at any time of my life, how am I doing in my marriage?
你可以在我生活的里面任何时刻问我, 你婚姻生活怎么样呢?
How are my business dealings?
我在做生意过程我怎么去做呢?
Because when they stand here, they're testifying that they are interwoven with Jesus Christ.
为什么就是当他们站在这个水里面见证他们跟耶稣联合的里 这个信息的时候,
Baptism expresses that.
他就借着这个敬礼来表达出来。
An analogy would be saying, you know these wedding rings we're wearing?
或者有这个类似的比喻是我们这个结婚的戒指。
In every wedding ceremony, as the groom puts the ring on the bride's finger, what does he say?
当这个新人这个男的把这个戒指戴到这个女的手上, 他讲什么呢?
With this ring, I thee wed.
我借着这个戒指我来娶你。
That doesn't mean that the act of putting a ring on someone's finger is what marries you.
当然不是说你这样戴这个的戒指就是你成就婚姻的这个事情。
Go outside today before the installation service. Try putting a ring on a girl's finger, man.
你可以试试看今天把一个戒指戴在一个女孩子的手上。
You know, find somebody you think you would enjoy spending the rest of your life with. Put the ring on and say, hey, now we're married.
你要找到一个愿意跟你一生人
means nothing. The ring symbolizes the covenant.
这个戒指只不过是来表达这个的婚约。
It is the covenant making vows that unite a man and a woman in marriage in God's sight.
这个是代表你在神面前，在人面前，那个立的婚约，彼此要一生的在一起。
So once he says, I take you to be my lawfully wedded wife, and she says the same thing back to him, in God's sight, they are married.
当他在众人面前，在神面前说，哦，我现在把你看作我的合法的妻子，女的说，我看你是合法的丈夫。
You don't need a ring.
那你当这样做，你不需要一个戒指啊，对不对？
So it is with faith and baptism.
同样呢，我们
Faith unites me to Christ, baptism expresses it.
我们的信心跟我们跟耶稣联合在一起，然后这个的敬礼把这个表达出来。
An unbaptized Christian is just like a man who won't wear his wedding ring, that's all.
就一个没有敬礼的一个人，好像一个结婚人，他不愿意戴这个结婚戒指。
And a man who has a ring but refuses to wear it, there's probably some serious problems in that. That relationship.
那假如一个男人他已经结婚了，他不愿意戴到结婚戒指，那大概我想这个婚姻有点问题吧。
Unless his fingers just got kind of fat through the years, you know, eating.
除非可能结婚之后他的手指长得太大了，戴不上去。<laughs>
So baptism is not just a thing you do.
所以敬礼不是你要做的一些事情。
You don't do it because your friends are doing it.
不是因着你朋友这样做你就这样做。
You don't do it because your mother or father want you to do it.
不是因着你父母要你这样做。
You don't do it because you could only get married in a certain church if you were baptized in water.
你要这样做，因为呢，某些教会一定要求你要受浸才能够在大教会结婚。
I've had people say all three to me.
有很多人是这样的来对我这么说。
It is expressive of the fact that your life is interwoven with Jesus.
不是的，浸礼乃是表达你的生命已经耶稣基督联合在一起了。
So I wonder where you are in relation to all of this.
所以今天我问你，到底你听到这个道理，你现在今个
One question for those of you who are still unbaptized believers in Christ.
假如你一个信徒, 但你还没有受浸, 我问你一个问题,
what are you waiting for?
你在等什么?
Let me tell you what some people are waiting for, because they tell me this.
我可以告诉你有些人在等什么,
are you waiting to become a better person because only better people should get baptized?
因为你在等自己要变成更好一个人, 因为你觉得要更好的人才能够受浸呢?
Are you waiting until all your questions have been answered?
你或者你在等候很多问题要得到解决才能够受浸呢?
Are you waiting until you're out of high school or out of college or you're an adult?
或者你在等候你中学毕业或者大学毕业然后成个成年来再受浸呢?
Are you refusing to be immersed because you were sprinkled as an infant?
或者你因为你是婴儿受受那婴儿的洒水里所以你就 不愿意接受这个浸礼呢?
If you answered yes to any of those questions,
假如你 都是你的答案是是的,
then you've completely misunderstood the whole thing.
那我觉得你就完全误解了这整个意义了。Below
me is a pool.
在这边我下面这个有一个池,
what hinders you from being baptized?
什么拦阻你来受这个浸礼呢?
Let's pray together.
我一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that we could attend this very special service today.
天父我们感谢你让我们有机会参加一个特别的聚会。
Father, we're thankful that we could observe as three individuals publicly declare their faith in Christ. And Father, if there are any here who profess to know Christ but have not been baptized,
主啊,若在我们当中有人,他觉得自己是基督徒,但却没有受浸的,
I pray that your Spirit would lead them to take that act of obedience.
我们祈求你的圣灵感动他们,愿意在行动上面接受,来顺服这个,接受这个礼仪。
Pray all of this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣圣名祈求。
Amen. Amen.